Text us on 0499 736 736.
Previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Oh, welcome back. Got about 5 or 6 minutes, is that about right? Best bets coming at you. Heath Shaw, Miles Fitzner. Download the Dabble app and have a dabble today on the SEN Track podcast page. They're all there. My Instagram story and Dabble profile, I'll just screenshot them for those that don't go there so they can get over. You just go to the Dabble profile, you click copy bet. It's that simple, Heather.
It's done. It's betting for the lazy person, but we enjoy that because it makes life. You know when you used to hunt around for multi? So you put a multi up and you got four legs in four different
states.
And then
states, you get the wrong horse. And
then you're like, oh, did I get the right one? You go back, you check. It takes you, what, 4 or 5 minutes to put one multi on. Now it takes about 2 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
Write a little description and then you're away.
I need to sneeze here. I'm in a bit of strife.
You're having a stroke and you're sneezing. I think I'm having anything a stroke. Else? Anything else you got for us?
Hey, the sports bet Blue Diamond, right?
Yep.
All thanks to Dabble, of course.
Yeah, yeah. They just took over the sponsorship just then. Just that second.
You asked me in the ad break to the Dabble listeners who I'd be with. I think if you're going to go, and I'm going to put a video up for the Dabble streamers, Jeansy's asked me to do it in regards to futures betting. But you still want to take horses out of the overs, right? So I wouldn't be going probably future-wise into any of that are probably like High Octane, Lady of Camelot or Coleman, right? And these are at $8 as one. Bodyguard at 11s is another one. Hayasugi, which I think can win tomorrow, potentially, is it around the $15 or $16 mark?
Switzerland? Is it like
and Switzerland's at $15.
It's the annoying part is, obviously, we don't know
if they're going to come.
If they're going to go. And if they run average or they pull up average after this weekend, then they might not run. It's like that's the...
The trick with futures risk. Punting is you want to take something that you know is going and that is of value. But really, anything under $8,
I think I might
probably wouldn't suggest.
I might back Switzerland because I did back it last start, and Kieran McAvoy was on board. I don't know if he will be. That's the other thing. So, the jockeys, where are they going to go? Who are they going to pick?
The one you can go and have a bet is the Surround Stakes, and Tis Invincible and Learning to Fly. I've got a mortgage on that. I'll tell you right now. So when the markets come out for some of those.
Tis Invincible. You love that horse.
And hasn't it done me the world of justice?
You know, learning, my mate owns, so I've got one mate and he's had, like, I reckon.
We'll just cut it off there.
Yeah.
I've got one mate.
Yeah.
We'll just end it there.
Yeah, just one. And he's had about, he's a good bloke. He's my best mate too. he's had about 20, 25 horses and he got offered this horse. These two guys, they both got offered this horse. They always go in it together. One said yes, one said no. It was Learning to Fly. So he's missed out.
No.
Literally, I reckon in the last 2 years, this is the first time he said no, and it was Learning to Fly.
That's crook.
It is. Do you reckon the other mate gives him a bit of flack about that one?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't be throwing any heat. That'd make you feel sick. what have we got, about 3 or 4 left, boys? We don't have a best bet stinger yet, do we? We got a song or something? Not just nothing. Righto, best bets. Let's get into it, Heater. Do you want to go? What are your best bets for the weekend?
Oh, for the weekend, like, to be honest, I said this to you outside. I think there's going to be a heap of favourites, but they're all reasonably short at Caulfield. I don't mind Bodyguard. It's with a little bit of value there. As4 is obviously a rock star, but I'm going to Sydney. I'm with you with Griff at fives-ish. And then race 7, number 1, Odinson at fives, but watch out for the two.
Yeah.
Just watch out for the two there. So those are, like, I'm Sydney for value, and I'll probably put a couple of multis on with the favourites at Caulfield.
For me, clearly Asafura at Caulfield. I think High Octane's probably going to be another one. So Asafura, race 8, number 4. High Octane, race 6, number 1. I think Southport Tycoon will probably be very hard to beat there too. So 4-4, but a lot are going to find that. We'll go to Randwick. Race 6, number 1, Griff, around the $5 mark. Don't forget I've had the two plays on Celerity and Anode and Odinson and Ruta Royale. But Griff the best at Randwick. Around the grounds, Morfettville. Race 7, Aruga Mama.
Yes.
It's the best there. Mm-hmm. Bunbury, race 2, number 4, Birdie Eagle. And only one best at Doomben in the last. A lot of you will know this, is Boom Talk. Race 9, number 3, Boom Talk. I've only got 3 between Morfettville, Bunbury and Doomben. Probably have a crack at Caulfield, depending on how the track's playing. But there'll be some value there too. I'm going to, like, Zambergini might get some of my money. Flattered Hayasugi might get some of my money. Flash Feeling's going to get some of my money.
Sit and watch Mr. Brightside.
I reckon you sit and watch that. Like, you don't need to have anything on Brightside at a short quote in the first group one, right? It's not responsible. I think if you want to have a bet, try and find something at a bill. I wouldn't be taking the shorts on Brightside. He's only 2 from 6 first up. He's a proper horse. Best miler in Australia.
And then we've got a 60-1 thing in the last at Caulfield. So that'll set us up for...
Now, don't forget the Daily Dabble. $5.75. Daily Dabble, $5.75. One of High Octane, Asafora, and Griff. If two of them win, two of those win, $5.75. You only need 2 or 3 for the Daily Dabble. Perfect. How long have we got, JD? We're nearly there. What do you reckon with Sports Bet? Well, not with Sports Bet, with the Super Bowl.
I'll say.
The Powerade.
I'll just say, no, Kansas City, Mahomes, like it during the week, they asked Mahomes if he thinks he'll get past Tom Brady's record for Super Bowls. Already, they're asking him that. He's 5 or 6 behind.
5 or 6 behind.
And they're asking him, what do you reckon? He goes, probably just concentrate on this one. See if we get that one first, and then we worry about next year. It's a long way away.
The press go mad over there for that, though.
Crazy. Comparing it's...
Nuts, but the Super Bowl, we're playing the red Powerade.
Red. We're on red.
That's it.
And Taylor Swift's album, someone just wrote in the Banter channel, one of Taylor Swift's album was called Red.
Oh, and the two teams' colours were red?
Hey, I'm telling you. That's your moral for a Monday.
your Monday moral.
Monday moral.
Red Powerade. You know what? My phone, I'll actually probably come and watch it with you. My phone will blow up. If it's red, they'll go, oh, mate, I took heat of sing. Oh, wow, he's a genius. Hey,
connect the dots.
Gamble responsibly, download the Dabble app. Don't forget, most of my multis and everything are done by about 10:30 tomorrow. And you can see them for those SEN track listeners. So go up on the Instagram story. Just click the one link. Take you straight over to the Dabble profile. Hit copy. Thanks, Heater.
Thanks, mate.
See you all soon. Have a great weekend.